In Unix and COBOL, machines ran better, rewriting the code. Hey, we hacked every letter. With elegant strokes, we debugged into the wee hours, ignoring the lasses and skipping our classes. We even forgot to take showers.
Hey!
All right, everybody.
Sons of the motherboard!
Cappuccinos all around for these guys!
I do, eh, Cyberbob? Oh, that is most kind. Oh, I hope he pays this time.
What was it like in the old days, Cyberbob?
I'm certainly glad you asked me that. It was the new frontier back then, Josh. Closets full of telephone relays and room-sized IBM 704s. You couldn't keep us out of there. We had to get inside those first machines, break them down, figure them out, find the logic. All guys in white lab coats wrote that first code. Tragic. Drivel. They didn't know the beauty of what they were dealing with. They didn't understand the elegance of the perfect hack. Making something run better just to say you did it.
Oh, Cyberbob, some good times?
Well, Azeed, I don't know. I guess we all know the feeling of hacking an assembler to perfect pitch, don't we? I mean, we're all baby boomers here, huh? Right? Every one of us suckled on phone lines, teethed on punch cards.
Gee, Bob, I'm Generation X.
I'm 11 years old.
Oh, is that so, kid? Well, you don't look a day over 8. Now, go on, get out of here. I'm telling a story about when computers were computers and not just portals into the home shopping network.
Please, Cyberbob, that is no child. That is the most very famous Silicon Kid.
Yeah, well, all right, good for him. Hey, aren't there any laws about letting children into bars?
Oh, Babbage House is just a coffee bar, Bob.
Coffee will stunt your growth, kid.
I'll take my chances. I see you're sitting on the new version of Space Buster. Mind if I give it a try?
Oh, sure, kid. Hey, knock yourself out. Shoot, I wrote the damn program and I can't even get past level 1.
Nobody's come close to beating that game.
Whoa!
Oh, wait.
Wow.
No, that's...